Welcome to the Daily Dose of Healing. Welcome to day 24 of Embodied Surrender. Today is Christmas Eve, and that makes tomorrow Christmas Day. So tomorrow, we are having a rest day, a contemplation day, a day of gratitude. It's a day where you get to pause and reflect and also, just take a break and see who and practice some of the things that you've been learning and embodying throughout this month. And then you can see what it's like, even having a little break, what you remember, what you work on, what you focus on, any little shifts that you notice. So tomorrow is rest day and observation day. So your ability to surrender is really linked to how much uncertainty you can hold. Can you hold the pressure of uncertainty? The more uncertainty you can hold, and the more faith you have with you and the universe, the greater your ability to surrender. Because between one thing and another, between the opening and closing of a door, the opening and closing of an opportunity, opening and closing of a relationship, the beginning and the end of everything, there's a space in between. We talked about jumping off the cliff. There's that space between jumping and landing. And the space in between is the uncertainty. It's the, oh my goodness, I don't know if I'm going to hit the ground, when I'm going to hit the water. I don't know when the next job will come. Or I don't know what the new job's going to be like. Or I know I'm not supposed to be in this relationship. And I don't know if I'll ever find another one again. The ending and the beginning is the space in between. It's called the void. And your ability to stay in the void will dictate, first of all, how you let go and your attachment to letting go. Because if you are good with uncertainty, you can jump and be like, I know I will land. I know the water's there. I see the water. In fact, when I'm jumping off of the diving board, I see where I'm leaving and I see where I end. And even though there's a space in between and sometimes I'm not sure, I know where I'm landing in the water. But sometimes along the way, we can tell ourselves, I don't know when this is going to end. And if you're rushing through the void because you can't hold the pressure of the void, you're going to grab onto the next thing that somebody gives you, or next opportunity that you see. And that might not be the opportunity for you in terms of the best opportunity for you. So you need to have discernment in the void as well. How can my nervous system stay calm even if it might not feel around me like it's calm? These are some of the skills we get to practice. And you don't only get to practice them when you're actually in the void, when you're in the space in between. If you're just making a decision, so let's say to leave one job and start another, you won't actually know what it's like to be in the void yet. You have the idea of it, but without being there, excuse me, you don't know yet. But once you jump, then you can build your airplane on the way down. We talked about that as well, how to build coming down. It is, can you fly in the void? And know that there will come the other side of it. So what do you do while you're in that space in between? While you're waiting for your opportunities to come, you do what you can, so what you have control over. So let's take the job, for example. You start applying for jobs. You don't know when your muffins are going to be done in the oven, meaning you don't know when it will come, but what you can decide, and the timing of it, the divine timing of it, is you take the actions of applying and applying and applying. And putting, letting people know that you're looking for a job, putting your resume out there. And eventually, you know, at some point, you'll be on the other side of the void. But you do the things that you can, you take the actions that you can, and then you leave it baking in the oven. And then you do something else. You work on your becoming. Remember, we have the goal that allows us to focus. And then we also have the ultimate goal of our becoming. And working on either of them will get you to where you desire. So working on your becoming is, how can I be more patient while I'm in the void? How can I have more joy while I'm in the void? How can I, let's say, and again, the example is, you know, in between jobs or in the void, how can I be even more healthy in the void? So maybe you start going to the gym because you have more time. You start working on personal growth because you have more time while you're applying for jobs. And yet you have more time than you did before. So while you're in the void, what opportunities can you have that you didn't have before? How can you tap into more of who you already are? How can you reconnect with people that you haven't seen in a while because maybe you've been so busy at your job? So, the void. Can you hold the pressure of being in the void? Have a good day.